I just found out earlier this morning we had a special guest coming in, lined up by Mr. Durkin over here, a real deal Emmy-winning actress who, on top of all that, is from right here in Belleville. Maria Nash, welcome to the show.
All right, yeah. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
I am so stoked. I got to tell you, I'm a little giddy because I found out among the different programs that you've been on, you were the daughter on Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
That was a really cool one.
So you played Polly in The Handmaid's Tale. We've seen you in Suits where you played, let's see if I can remember, Rachel Zane. Yeah.
The young Rachel Zane. Young.
Which is Meghan Markle's character, correct?
Yeah.
So now I got to ask, playing the young Meghan Markle, did you actually meet Meghan Markle at all?
No. She was shooting in the next house over, I think.
Yeah.
And just didn't happen, but it was still a really cool experience.
So I know a lot of people are going to wonder, first of all, you're 14 years old now.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to wonder, how does somebody, especially, from around here, this is not like your Hollywood type area, how does somebody get into acting at such a young age? And, well, I'll get to the trophy part in a second, but how does somebody get into acting?
I was 5 or 6, and I had a lot of confidence issues when I was in kindergarten, and my mom's like, you know what, we're going to put you in these classes at Model and to try and boost your confidence.
Right here in town.
Yeah, and I didn't want to do it at first because I was, scared and insecure. But she made me do it, and then from there I just kept doing it, and then got my first commercial, and then I just kept going.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's awesome. There's another actress and her name slips my mind. Somebody will probably who fell sort of backwards into a successful acting career from the same thing. Their mother enrolled them in some sort of classes, drama classes, because she was overly shy. It's the girl who was on Ozark, Ruth from Ozark.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't remember her real name, though.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, that was the same. And who can imagine that she had shyness issues, but apparently big time. So obviously you overcame the shyness.
Yeah.
And so you enjoy it?
Yeah, I do.
So let's see, you recently won an Emmy. This is kind of huge. For what was the Emmy for?
It was for an animated series that I voiced called Pinecone and Pony. It's on Apple TV.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I know firsthand how competitive the voiceover business, the voice acting business is. So not only to get the gig, but to get an Emmy on top of that is amazing.
Yeah.
You must. So this is something that you're going to pursue into as you get older?
Yeah, I think so.
So now we want to hear the dirt, obviously. Okay, so you've been on Suits. I'm kind of jazzed that you were Polly on A Handmaid's Tale. By the way, what's going on with that show? Are they doing another season?
I have no idea.
Really?
No clue.
Oh, wow.
So you're a 14-year-old. You go to Centennial Secondary. Your mom, Marissa, people would know from town. She's a professor at Loyalist College, also a longtime journalist with the CBC as well. Marissa, for you to see your daughter and want to give her confidence, how important was doing something like that?
I was kind of at a loss when we started. She was coming home every day telling me that brown people were ugly, I want blonde hair, and I want straight hair. So that's when I decided to take a step and enroll her in the classes at Model. And she booked a commercial pretty much right after she did the classes, and then we got an agent in Toronto, and it took off from there.
Did you have any idea when you signed her up at Model that any of this could have been coming down the road? All these acting gigs and whatnot.
Honestly, we just put in the work. We just do the auditions. During the pandemic and post-pandemic, you do everything at home now.
Yeah.
She voiced most of this animated series at home. And I'm just going to give a shout out to our family friend, Barb Troop, who set up a makeshift home studio for us, made out of an old foam mattress that her dog slept on. Shelves, luggage, twine, quilts. Maria used to crawl under these quilts to get into the mattress, and I had to be super quiet, or if I had a work meeting or a class, I used to have to go in my car and do it. So, it was mostly recorded all in Belleville.
That's got to be challenging, doing something like a voiceover, because you don't have the energy of the other actors that you're playing off of or anything like that. You're just in a room by yourself, I guess, reading lines into a microphone.
Yeah, but I mean, I had an awesome director, Natalie. She was so encouraging, and she like got the best out of me all the time. There was a couple times where I was able to like do it kind of on Zoom with another actor, and that was obviously like really fun, and it was good to not be alone, but you know.
Maria, last question, I know, because you have to get over to our other station here. What can you tell us about the next projects? Do you have anything on the horizon? What are some of the things that...
Yeah, I think you can see it.
Okay. I did a movie last summer called Out of My Mind. It's based off a book by Sharon Draper, and it's about this girl who has cerebral palsy, and it's kind of like her story and how she navigates, you know, being in the classrooms and all the challenges she faces. I do not play the lead, but I play her friend-ish, Rose. It's a really great movie, and I'm really excited.
And the name of the movie again?
Out of My Mind.
Out of My Mind. Yeah. We're going to be watching for that one.
It's premiering at Sundance in January.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
Maria Nash, Emmy winner, Maria Nash,
yeah.
In studio here on the Morning Buzz. Thank you so much for taking the time out to join us, ladies, and we wish you all the best for a happy Christmas and an amazing new year. It looks like it's going to be an amazing new year for you. And I got to say, it is so nice to meet a movie star, a TV star, who's so likable. She's such a sweetheart.
Thank you.
All right.
What happened to us?
I don't know.
This portion of Quincy's Classic Rock on Rock 1.